As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
Hey, The Burt Show.
All right, Abby. So the way, again, that women are just way more advanced than dudes.
Oh, yeah. We're always thinking about how we can be on your mind 24/7 because, like you've said, men are hunters. Let them hunt. So therefore, little rabbits out here have to figure out how can we be hunted without making it look like we're going up and being like, kill me. So this user on TikTok, her name is Favea. She said, if you want to be on a man's mind 24/7, you need to start getting some obsessions.
I'm obsessed with cavoodles. I talk about them all the time. I unknowingly talked about them so much with an ex of mine. So much to the point where every single time he saw something cavoodly, or a cavoodle is a dog. Okay, it's the type of dog. I've got one. He would think of me. Whenever he saw a cavoodle, he'd be like, Favea likes cavoodles. Favea, cavoodle, cavoodle, Favea. He would send me Instagram reels, TikTok reels, everything before we started dating. Fast forward, we start dating. I asked him, what made you want to date me? And he said, everywhere I went and there was a cavoodle, I thought of you. So I was thinking about you a lot, and now you. We're now broken up, and every time he sees a cavoodle, he's just like, my ex. We're on really good terms though, but like, he will never be able to escape me from a cavoodle. So what you're gonna do is you're going to obsess over something. This could be like Harry Styles, this could be a pet, an animal, a book, a story, a movie. If you think about it, you've probably done it unconsciously already before. If you're so obsessed with something and people send it to you and they're like, this just made me think of you, you're doing the cavoodle effect. Use this method on a boy that you like and you'll be stuck in his head forever.
So, I mean, think about me with Taylor Swift. Anytime somebody sees a Taylor Swift reel, it gets sent to my DMs. So if you want to start getting some more action, you need to start having some more interest.
I mean, this does make some sense here. And I think we all have been doing it accidentally for a long time. I talk about crumble cookies now. Anytime somebody's eating a crumble cookie, I get a DM on Instagram going, hey, thinking of you. I think we're doing it naturally.
It's similar to that effect. I forget the name of it, but like, you buy a car, all of a sudden you see it everywhere. Or if you get something, because my ex went to Auburn and that's all she talked about. And now I swear every car has an Auburn bumper sticker on it. Every single one. It does work.
Now, this can go both ways also. You can hate something by proxy too. So let's say someone is dating you, Abby.
Oh, thank God.
Maybe I should take somebody else. Make this more realistic.
Pick somebody else.
and they know how much you love Taylor Swift, right? All you do is listen to Taylor Swift. So they become part of your world and they get involved in Taylor Swift. When you guys break up, if it's a bad breakup, they hate Taylor Swift by proxy.
Oh, yeah. And then you can't listen to Taylor Swift while you're with a current partner, because then when you break up, every time that song comes on, it's a song you used to love. And then it comes on and all you can can think about is the way they broke your heart and destroyed you.
Do you have something in your past that where you were dating her and she was so into it that when you see it now you don't like it because the breakup was so bad?
Usher. Yeah, and I was a big Usher fan, but she was a much bigger Usher fan, and it got to the point where I thought it was a borderline obsession. So now I've had this ongoing beef with Usher that he doesn't know about, but I'm very well aware of.
It's a one-sided beef.
It's definitely a one-sided beef.
He broke up you
beef.
And your lady.
Yeah.
So I see what she's initially saying here, like this is the way to get on a man's mind, but this goes both ways also.
But I think it also is a great way of seeing if somebody's actually interested in you, because let's be real, if some dude listens to you talk about Taylor Swift or Cavoodles all day and he has no interest in you at all, he's not going to be sending you these videos, or he's not going to be like, oh, every time I see a Cavoodle, I think of you. So it's also a great litmus test to see if he's actually down to clown with you.
For sure.
Hey, The Bird Show.